United
All
States of
right,
America.
ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I ask that we have a moment of silence for our first responders, our service personnel, and our country as a whole. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Sanderson?
Here. Director Sanderson here.
Director Morris? Absent. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Link?
Here.
General Manager Calvin Louie?
Here.
All right, thank you.
Guys, I'll be right back. I have to change a battery on my headset. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay. There's no approvals, no warrants, no warrant of contracts. New business, Riverside County, Cabazon Sidewalk Project, approval of quick claim and easement deeds to allow the county to construct sidewalk improvements. What quick claims are we giving up on this? Calvin?
Or what was that again?
What are we quit claiming to the county?
Okay, the Riverside County has received a grant for what is called the Safe Route to School, which is basically a sidewalk project that goes up and down Broadway, on the north side of Carmen, they'll do another sidewalk that goes all the way to the elementary school. And originally, they had requested an easement on the northeast corner of Broadway and Carmen Avenue. The district has an easement for our water distribution system infrastructure there. There was an urgency at one time, and then the county's upper management indicated that they're instructed their project engineer to stand down on this matter at this time. So, however, as the district manager in the past meeting minutes, the board has given the general manager the authority to sign off on this matters concerning this particular project. So, in light of saving the district additional meeting fees and costs for additional staff time, I just like to obtain and have the board reiterate a blanket authorization for me to sign off on this easement D waiver to the County of Riverside for their utility purpose to construct over, upon, and cross the described real property when they're ready for the signature. And please don't ask me what the reason for the delay is. That's all internal with the County of Riverside.
Okay. Any questions?
This is Director Sanderson. It's my understanding is looking at the thing here. It's not going to cost us anything. Is that right, Calvin?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm not going to look for it then. That's my only question.
Basically, right at that corner, they want to construct curbs and gutter and a sidewalk for the kids to go back and forth to school to be safe. And it's just a formality.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mrs. Wargo, any questions or comments?
None at this time, no.
Mrs. Israel?
None at this time.
Okay, do I need a motion to approve or?
Well, verbal approval, because generally just the consensus of the board to reiterate the authorization passed on to the general manager, but being that this is just a conference call, perhaps everybody just say yes. Is that appropriate, board secretary?
Yes, if the board would just like to voice a consensus, a general consensus, or if anybody would like to object to this consensus, I think that would work.
All right. I will say yes.
Director Sanderson says yes.
Director Wargo.
Israel, yes.
So this is Board Secretary Lemus. I'm going to let the record show that there was a consensus of all currently participating directors. A consensus by Director Sanderson, Director Wargo, Director Israel, and Director Link, basically authorizing the general manager when it is time that he can proceed with the easement granting to the County of Riverside.
Okay. Next item is approval of the State Resources Control Board Agreement. D1902034, grant funding to develop preliminary design documents for a well. Okay. Any information you want to impart on this, Calvin or Miss Ellie?
This is General Manager Louis. The California State Water Resource Control Board has reviewed two of our projects for the Prop 1 grant funding, and one of the two projects is the 10-inch transmission pipeline that runs under Interstate 10 from Ballard Pass between Seminole and the Robertson Ready Cement Plant. Our engineer has recommended that 10-inch line to be increased to a 12-inch diameter pipeline for future development. I've also mentioned to this and past board, before I retire, I would like to see a production well constructed in the east side of Cabazon. Part of this grant funding is to develop and construct a test well in the east side of town. The location has not been determined. The grant requires the test well to be backfilled after its use, or we may be able to turn it into a monitoring well. This is the first step in constructing a production well in the east side of town, which will result in residents will no longer have to be dependent to the three production wells that we currently use north of the I-10, and with the risk of being without a source of water when the single transmission pipeline that runs underneath the bridge on Esperanza Avenue ruptures. Based on my opinion, the district will be responsible for $42,000, which is the funding application as indicated on page 38 of 63, titled Project Cost Table, and the state will fund $457,000 for this initial step towards these two projects. Any questions?
I don't. Yes, has this been approved by the state?
If you look at your package, yes, I think it's the face sheet, which is 21 of 63 on your package.
Yes.
And this is the proposed contract for the funding.
Okay. Okay. Any questions, Director Israel?
I don't have any.
Any questions, Director Wargo?
So just to clarify, so we're applying for the grant, right? Do we? How much is it going to cost to apply for the grant? Do we know that?
$42,000. If you go to page 38 of 63, B1.5 budget cost, the title is Project Cost Table, and it breaks down all the descriptions of the cost. $42,000 for the funding application. Environmental documentation is $50,000. The test well is $264,000, and 50% of the design construction drawings is $143,000. That's what the state will provide.
So we pay for the funding application, right?
Correct.
And then after that, the other...
$457,000.
Yeah,
$457,000.
Yep.
Right. Would be
the grant.
And you look at the little asterisk, there is a potential additional cost the district may have to be responsible for, and that's $85,000. Because the estimated planning cost is
$584,000. And if we spend the $42,000 and we don't get that, we get denied, right? Then that's just $42,000 we've wasted.
It looks like accepted.
This has already been accepted.
Sorry.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
So basically, what we have to do. Go ahead.
Initially, the district will have to spend $42,000, but I think Ellie and I, we had a discussion and we met, so a portion of this may have already been paid, but potentially there is an additional $85,000 if, as we said in the little asterisk or the star, the total estimated planning cost is $584,000 and the state is only providing $457,000.
Okay, and this well is a test well, but it cannot be converted to a production well?
No, it cannot, because that's just their terms. For some reason, and please don't ask me why, but you go through all this drummer, and then they want us to a backfill. However, there is a possible that we may have asked the state to use it as a monitoring well, but that's something that we would have to work with either Jeff Davis or the USGS.
Okay. Mr. Sanderson, do you have any questions?
It's just, it's probably, I don't know. I looked at the dates on this. The dates are okay, Calvin. There says one, it has to be done by whatever time. So this an extension for this thing is okay. I can find it. I can go through this daggone thing and find it. But do you know what I'm talking about, Calvin? Okay.
Damn it. I think Director Sanderson's mentioning page 20 of 63.
Okay, let's...
There's a letter from the State Water Resources Control Board dated April 15th. I don't foresee it being an issue. It's late.
I
only saw this come in. It only just came to me a few days ago. That's actually why we're holding today's special meeting. It's because of this item.
Right.
But I don't foresee it being an issue. I sent the gentleman in the letter an email saying, I apologize, we're we're holding a special meeting to approve, and he didn't say anything to discourage us. So.
Okay. I have an adequate answer. Thank you, Ellie.
You're very welcome, Martin.
Hey, I need a motion up or down.
Oh, what do you call this thing?
I make the motion to approve the test well.
The grant.
Yes.
Can we word it as in language, California State Water Resource Control Board Project 331-0047-001 P as in Paul?
You want
yes.
to do it again, or Maxine?
Okay, what Calvin said, I make the motion to approve.
That's cool. I know.
Well, I have my notes right in front of me, so it's a mouthful.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on page 2163, just below water boards. Well improvement project number, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. I move to approve project number 331-0047-001P.
Wow. This is Director Sanderson. I second the motion.
All right, so I have a motion to approve the Planning Grant Principal Forgiveness Well Improvement Project, project number 331-0047-001P as in Paul, agreement made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris? She's still absent. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Old business, we have none. Public comment, is there anybody in the general public out there? Future item, agenda items? Board members have any future items?
I have a comment.
Okay.
This is Director Sanderson. I just would like everybody to be aware that, and it seems to have surfaced after people were looking for a place to go, and they, I'm just going to read my notes. Three vehicles per day, 5 days a week approximately, 15 to 20 people a week. This is an low estimate. What they're doing is they're parking outside of pump well number 3 in front of the gate, and they're walking up into the water district property. And I just think it would behoove everybody to at least be aware of it in the event there's anything that transpires. And I have a bird's eye view. I could see the vehicle. There's one out there now. Just thought I'd let y'all know.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from anybody?
General Manager Louie, we did have an incident at Tank 3 where it was an attempt break-in. And also, I don't know if Director Link and Director Wargo, if you received my text from my district cell phone, but I asked you for a couple of potential dates to meet with me regarding the annual performance evaluation of the general manager. So I would appreciate if you guys give me a couple of dates and time before the board meeting in June, and we can meet and discuss.
Yeah, I'm going to call Sarah and talk with her, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
This is Ellie. I have a comment also. Just as a heads up, we may have the board, the next board meeting in person. We'll still have the teleconference feature available for customers to call into. But I know if we have a closed session item on the agenda, it may be better to have it in person. We can still space everybody out, make everybody comfortable. But just as an FYI, it may be in person here at the district on June 16th. I'll confirm with each of you when, as we get closer to that meeting.
I'll make a note. Okay.
All righty.
This is General Manager Louie. I'd like to follow up on that. The reason it is because Joe Ortiz, the labor attorney, has been invited, and this is in regards to the general manager's PE. And if there's any public attendance, we'll have them excuse themselves out of the boardroom, and the closed session can be held in the boardroom. That way we would ensure spacing, and anybody is welcome to wear a face mask if they wish.
Okay.
This is Director Israel. I have a question real quick. Have we looked into doing Zoom?
Yes, we tried it initially, but we did not have luck with it. The system we're using now, we've actually had better luck with this system than we have with Zoom or any others. We've tried out a couple items, and they haven't worked on other applications. So hopefully that answers your question.
Okay.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I make the motion to adjourn.
Sanderson, I second the motion.
So I have a motion to adjourn at 4:31 p.m. made by Director Israel, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
Everybody take care. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you all.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.